Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. The region is bracing for another winter storm. A blizzard warning goes into effect at 7 o'clock tonight. The snow is expected to start falling this afternoon. WBUR meteorologist David Epstein joins us with details. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Sharon.
So, David, how strong will the wind be with this storm?
Well, I think that it's a good thing you're starting with that, because that's what I would start with as well. I think the wind is going to be the big factor with this, especially inside of Route 128, where winds will be gusting 45 to perhaps 55 miles an hour during the day tomorrow, continuing into the evening tomorrow night, and then it will slacken off as we get towards later tomorrow night and into Monday. But Monday is still a windy day. You combine all this wind with the cold, and that starts to get into a dangerous situation. So yes, we're going to see snow. Yes, there's going to be a lot of snow, but the winds will be strong enough that they could take some power lines down, and the winds will be strong enough to make wind chills, which are getting to dangerous levels.
How cold is it going to be?
So today we have temperatures in the 20s this afternoon after being below zero earlier this morning. Temperatures during the night tonight will get down into the teens, and then tomorrow will be in the lower 20s, but tending to fall back during the afternoon as the colder air comes in. Sunday night temperatures will go back below zero with those winds gusting as high as 45 miles an hour. So you can see as we go progressively through tomorrow into tomorrow night and temperatures go down with those winds still howling, wind chill advisories or warnings will definitely be issued.
How much snow in this storm and which areas get the most and least?
So the amount of snow with the storm right now looks like it's generally going to be anywhere from 6 to 18 inches of snow. So that's the wide range. The 6 will be west of Worcester. As you get into that area, they're a little bit further from the storm. I expect that there still will be snow. It's still going to blow around, but anywhere from 6, 7, 8 inches of snow. As you get closer to 495, we're going to start getting into that 8, 9, 10-inch amount, 128. You're now at 10, 11, Boston, 12. Maybe 11, maybe 13, 14. The North Shore gets hit harder. They're going to be over a foot, approaching 16 inches, perhaps some 18-inch amounts. The Cape, you're also in that 8 to 12-inch band as well. So everybody's going to get a lot of snow with this, but it's not going to be the blockbuster snow we've seen with other storms.
Now, David, can you help people who are trying to figure out what to do with their Valentine's Day plans in terms of when are conditions actually expected to deteriorate today?
So I can tell you by 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock tonight, there still won't be any real wind around the area. So let's take that out of the conversation. What we will have is a little bit of light snow that starts this afternoon and continues into the evening hours. So we could see anywhere from 1 to as much as 3 inches, depending on when your dinner reservations are. It does look like there'll be a little bit of a lull during the mid to late evening, say 9, 10 o'clock, maybe up to midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning with the snow. But roads will have snow on them.
David, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. In other snow-related news, Governor Baker is urging people to stay off the roads in Massachusetts during the worst of the storm, expected to be very late tonight and into tomorrow morning. Among other cities taking such actions, Boston and Cambridge are imposing parking bans tonight. Also starting tonight at 10 o'clock, all two-way side streets in South Boston will become one-way. The change is designed to improve accessibility, given the volume of snow still clogging the streets. Even-numbered streets in South Boston will be westbound. Odd-numbered streets will be eastbound. The MBTA will not be running tomorrow at all because of the storm. The T says subway, commuter rail, trolleys, buses, and ferries will be shut down Sunday. There will be no late-night service tonight. The last subway trains depart downtown Boston no later than 12:50 a.m. Massport says it will do all it can to keep Logan Airport open during the storm, but the agency warns that if visibility deteriorates too much, then they will need to stop plows from clearing runways. Officials say passengers on flights today should check with their air carriers, though many airlines have already rebooked customers. And power companies say they're bringing in extra work crews, but still warn that this storm could lead to prolonged outages, with the wind and very low temperatures adding to hazardous conditions for workers. This is 90.9 WBUR.